Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers. Locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
So I've noticed you've lost some weight, and now you got this whole thing where you're doing like the whole belly shirt thing all the time.
What are you talking about? My belly is still big.
I know, but you're always like, every time you lean back, it's like, is that on purpose or no?
No, it's not on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
I'm just making sure.
I'm wearing smaller shirts, so I got to get some. It's giving me, I'm buying XLs now, so I have to lose more weight. Give me incentive, or I won't have anything to wear.
Yes, you will, because you're just like me. You'll just go back and buy a couple more.
Yeah, probably more than likely.
I've given up on that. I have them in different boxes now. Not a ton of exciting stuff like breaking news to get into tonight, but it's a good night to kind of catch up on everything that has to do with football related. If you guys, I do want to get into this Jaguar discussion of the top games. I'd like to just start going through some of these. I can't go through every single one of them on 1010XL.com, but I'm gonna pick a couple of them. And look at those. We'll do that a little bit later in the segment. We had talked about this time every year. Normally, we're picking a game from the season and previewing that game. But that's when we were on twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to come up with new summer content, because if we do that every night, well, we'll be done with it in 3 weeks. Not even 3 weeks. So we'll get to that a little bit later in the summer. But we're almost to July, which means we're almost to football season.
Right around the corner.
High school, college, and NFL all will report in July, which is crazy to me. No way this should be happening. It should be August, without a shadow of a doubt. But it is what it is. The NFL, the one thing that I hate about the NFL is – you get excited, and then you quickly realize after the report, you're still like 6 or 7 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get excited for that Hall of Fame game, and then they play about a quarter, and you're like, oh, crap, I got 5 weeks of this stuff. And it's almost like you fall back into it, and then you've got it. Then you just look forward. We look forward to practice, and now we're going to look forward to a preseason game, and then it's you spend 5 weeks looking forward to the regular season.
Yeah, the preseason is just – blah.
They got to figure something out. And the answer is not 18 games. But I don't even care if they add two. They'll never take two away because of revenue. But it is a ripoff. I mean, you're paying, and especially here in Jacksonville, you're paying full price, and it is 180 degrees out there.
They should petition to have all their games mid-afternoon. Minimum, like West Coast Swing, like all those games are at 4:25.
Yeah,
like there should not be a 1 o'clock game.
No,
not until November.
It's cruel, especially if you sit on the one. What is it? The east side of the stadium.
I mean, yes, as a fan too, but I'm just even thinking as a player. Like I'd be like, man, f this, man.
Man, bump them. They're getting paid.
Got it. But I'm just saying,
I'm from paid.
The fan perspective and the player perspective. Like nobody wants to be a part of that.
I can honestly say not one single time have I ever sat there sweating to death have I thought, oh, those poor players, though.
I mean, you've never been there. But, like, the first game that I took the franchise to, he was just like, by the time we walked to our seat,
mm-hmm.
he was like, all right, Dad, I'm ready to go. It's hot. I mean, we were up there, but then he used his charm and his cuteness to get us into the into suites.
I mean, I don't care, sweet or not sweet. I'm with you. I think Jacksonville and Miami and all of them should say, okay, through September, we only play at night at home.
Yeah, because once you get up into Georgia, it's different.
They're indoors.
No, that's right. I didn't even think about that. But I was just thinking about just like going past that. It's not. It's hot,
mm-hmm.
but it's different. Like my
like Carolina.
My mom, remember the one show I had to miss? I went to a wedding, which was terrible. But he had it during the right time. Like, I didn't miss the FSU game. but I was outside and they were all like, oh my God, it's so hot. I'm like, it's 85 degrees, man. This is wintertime. With no humidity, I was cold.
Yeah. Today was brutal, man.
Yeah.
Today just sucked it out of you. The last 2 days have been that way. I'm looking at the schedule right now. I mean, the two preseason games are both at night. And I guess the only 1 o'clock game they have early is the first one, the Chiefs game. Because week three at home is at 8:20. It's the Thursday night game.
See this BS that the NFL is doing, man?
What are they doing?
Like they're going to let this man play. This man needs to be suspended.
Who?
This man needs to be suspended for one game.
What are you talking about?
Tyreek Hill.
Is that decided?
It's sounding like they're not going to do anything. I mean, Roger Goodell needs to step in.
Yes.
This man must be suspended.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's got to be consequences for your actions.
I mean,
they're probably sitting there going, "We're gonna punish him. We're gonna make him play at 1 o'clock in Jacksonville."
Yeah, but that's not punishment. He needs to not play.
I agree.
Now,
I agree.
Selfishly,
yes.
After that, I mean,
who cares?
Yeah, do whatever you need to do. But for that game, he needs to just chill and sit on the bench and learn his lesson.
Make him sit there in the
heat. Actually, that'd be good. Yeah,
treat him full uniform.
Full uniform.
Yep. Got to be jogging the whole time.
Everything.
Up, down.
Jogging up and down the sideline.
No, literally up, down.
Offense. Yep, up and down. I like that.
But that is the only 1 o'clock game, though. The next 1 o'clock game is week 6, which is October 13th against the Saints. That's crazy in itself, by the way. The first 5 weeks of the game, you have first 5 weeks of the season, you have two home games. And then that whole spell where it's like they don't play here forever. It's like, what, a 40-day absence from TIAA Bank Field? And then the last two games are 1 o'clock games.
They've been doing that the last couple of years, haven't they, where we like go a long period without any home games?
Yeah. I mean, at least we're getting the opener at home, but it's at 1 o'clock. That's the thing that sucks, by the way. If the Jags would have just done anything like they were supposed to do last year, week one, Jacksonville, Kansas City would be Sunday night football. We wouldn't have to deal with this heat.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. When was the last time the Jags played the last game of the year at home? It's been a while, I think. Because this year they end on the road with two. They end the last two games are on the road.
Yeah, because 1 year would have been New Year's Eve.
Oh, wait. Well, I'm an idiot. Never mind.
They play this year?
Yeah, they play the Colts at home. I was looking at they're at Oakland, at Atlanta, and then the 29th of December they've got Indy here at home. The home schedule, I mean, the division games and then – KC, New Orleans, the Jets. Is that it? And Tampa. Oh, Tampa and the Chargers. That's pretty decent, man. It's a good home. It's hard to have a bad home schedule in the NFL, though.
Just one home games.
Yeah. Philly and Atlanta in the preseason, both at 7 o'clock. That all... less important. Everybody still makes a big deal out of the third preseason game, but it's even that game, they're not really playing that many guys. That one's at Miami. It'll be here before you know it, though. Practice. We'll be out there at training camp practice sweating to death. 422 on the 1010 XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosure says NFL season, don't rush it. Just enjoy it. Enjoy everything about it. No, I mean, I want it to get here. I'm not trying to rush it. I want it to get here. When do they report? You know?
24th.
The 24th?
Of July.
Wow. What's today? Today's the 25th of, wow, so they're under a month? Man. How many of those practices are you going to make?
Good question.
What's the goal? You got to start with a goal.
Once a week.
That's the goal?
I mean, that's six practices. I mean, five practices, right?
I don't know that media availability is the whole time.
I got to find out what the media availability is first.
See, I was anticipating.
It's so hot. It's so hot during those two, man.
Oh, yeah.
It is brutal.
Listen, it can't be hotter than it was during the minicamp.
I beg to differ, man. It can't be.
Y'all don't remember. Dude, that.
You don't remember past training camps. They're always like
ridiculous.
Y'all
are forgetting this May we had like that. Remember that
100-degree
heat rush?
It was crazy.
It's going to be crazy because that's when like the tropics start to
like hurricanes.
We've been hanging out. I know hurricane season started this month, but we'll be chilling. All right, it's coming to the end. Rush. Like we'll get hit with a hurricane every week. They'll scare the hell out of us. All my family up north will be calling. Are you leaving? Dude, this is a category one. I don't get out of bed for a category one.
You can talk all you want to. That last one that came.
But that was a cat
changed.
Three.
I know, but that changed me.
Yeah, I'm moving for a cat three. I ain't here.
Did you guys leave?
No.
No?
Neither did I.
I didn't lose
power.
We didn't either.
It was rad.
We didn't either, but did you hear it at night?
Oh, it was. I mean, I knew a lot of people that, you know, their stuff got messed up.
Oh, yeah.
The wind, it was crazy. It looked like just sheets of water were just getting, like, thrown. Like, my street was a river.
And it's the tornadoes.
That's the part that spooked me. I ain't gonna lie.
When you hear like the,
yeah. So I never really knew the deal. I guess I should have known that was a part of it. I don't know. I know what to do with a hurricane. Don't really know what to do with a tornado.
Well, tornadoes come with all hurricanes.
I got that part, but my whole life they've trained me for a hurricane, rainstorm, blah blah blah. You'll be all right. But the tornado, I'm like, I see that. I'm terrified.
Why do hurricanes always come in at night, too? It's like every hurricane that hits here, it comes in at night. It's like, then I got to stay up all night watching the TV for the tornado warnings.
See what Jim Cantore is telling me.
See, I keep it local for the tornado warnings.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't care about it. At that point.
Where were you living in 2004?
2004, I was over off of 210.
So you were in Florida, though?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember, dude, we lost power. I was in Ocala for, like, 9 days straight. It sucked, bro.
Oh, 04, the one before Katrina.
We had three in a row. That were
yeah,
like,
three
boom,
in
boom.
A row.
So that one right there was interesting. So we were in camp. And
so
we were
in college.
Yeah, we were panicking a little bit. And we were like, so you guys are going to cancel practice, right? Because we're about to get hit by
yeah,
a hurricane.
Multiple.
And they're like, no, we won't cancel practice. Why would we cancel practice? Doak Campbell Stadium is a hurricane shelter. If it gets too bad, we'll call all you guys in. And
you're going to be practicing for everybody taking shelter. Yeah,
we had a hurricane party. And the night before, and we got smashed. So I woke up. I had to go to practice, and I'm driving. There's trees in the road. Like, it's dead. It looks like those zombie movies where, like, nobody's around. No power, no electricity. I'm driving, and I'm thinking in my head, like, they could have just called this one.
Like,
do
we really need
like,
this one?
Do we
one?
Really, like, yeah. Can we just let us sleep in? Let us I'll practice on a Sunday, but they got that strict schedule, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, no,
so Bobby was there waiting.
04 was crazy, though.
Look, Bobby showed up whenever the hell Bobby wanted to show
I like
up.
That.
Our position coaches were waiting.
Bobby was up in, like, Minnesota playing golf.
No, he wasn't.
He was evacuated.
He was that hands off.
Yeah.
He was there, but, like, he would show up at practice when he wanted to, stand in his golf cart, probably sleep, come at the end, call us together, say, hey, man, blah, 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 talk about practice.
Bible verse.
And then he'll drive off in his golf cart, then we go run a track meet.
That's power, man.
And then they make sure that his one ear was charged up for the game.
Put
the
that
one
little
ear, the headphone.
Anytime he
with
put
his hat.
I'm telling you guys.
Sun hat.
Iconic. I'm so glad I got a chance to play for him. But man, did I get messed up so many times when he put that headset on. Because when he put the headset on.
Well, he never
on,
put it on. He put it up to his ear.
Yeah. So, all right. So when that happens, the special teams, he's thinking of a trick play. Or it's goal line,
ooh,
and he's saying, run the fullback. And It worked.
Those were his two favorite plays.
It worked more times than not. But there were some times when he called the wrong play. He called it the wrong way. And I'm just sitting here like, that's why I don't get when players are like, oh, the system sucks. I don't think. I'm like, man, dude, you must not want it. You don't like money. Because we were purely motivated. We were purely motivated to go to the league. And I could fight it. I knew some of the plays sucked. But the two things, my friends weren't going to go and say, man, your coach called a bad play. They were going to clown me.
Yep.
So it behooved me to make that play work. We can talk about how bad it was after that. That's what team meetings are for. But, man, I got drugged sometimes. I mean, luckily I knew momentum and how to run that play. But, man, there was some times when I got met with another massive human being, and it wasn't fun.
We'll get to the text line coming up here shortly. I want to get into recruiting weekend in Gainesville. I want to get into this Bartram kid a little bit that committed. I do want to get into Elite 11s this week, some of those things. Camps happening, all these elite camps happening all over. We'll get into that when we get back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
What's this, game two of the College World Series Finals, I guess?
Sure.
Vanderbilt and Michigan. Last time I looked up there, I just stepped out. Last time I looked up, Vandy was, 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Vandy's winning. I think Michigan won the first one, so if Vandy wins this one, they'll go winner take all tomorrow night.
Did you happen to see the Louisville pitcher this weekend?
Yes.
I love that guy. I loved what happened to that guy.
I love it too.
What's funny is we were talking about him when he went in, remember?
Yeah. I love it, but I also understand what some athletes are saying. Like we don't know this Louisville guy, so maybe that's part
never
of the
seen
reason.
Him before.
Like we don't like he just looks weird, like with the glasses and everything.
So to people who don't know, he's just some random college pitcher who got internet famous because the ESPN camera zoomed in on him after he made a strikeout, and he said "FU" twice straight up to the Vanderbilt player.
Yeah.
And the next inning, he lost the lead, and they
I'm glad
got
he
kicked
which
out.
Which I'm glad that happened.
It's funny as hell.
But like, just we pick on guys like Jalen for doing stuff like that. We pick on other guys.
Man,
I love that
love
kind
Jalen
of energy.
For that.
I love that kind of energy from like, you're caught in the moment. It happens. War Chant, like they caught me right after the Miami game. And everybody was like, we're going to lose to Miami. We're going to lose to Miami. And like, and my mom went to church the next day. And they're like, did you see your son's interview on ABC? And I was like, F ESPN, F what's the black guy's name that played at Pitt?
Mark May.
Mark May. I really went in on Mark May.
He's Kurt one Herb of the worst Street, commentators
all
of
these
all
guys.
Time.
It's like y'all gave us. Y'all said we were going to get killed. Gave us no chance. Like these games weren't close the entire time. Don't come on the bandwagon.
But again, wait, so you were mad because you lost a close game?
No, we
and
won.
No, that's when he was playing.
We won,
oh.
And it was like the emotions of the game and you know all the stuff. It kind of gets to you. It's just funny. I like that stuff.
I still think that, like, if you're in the situation of this pitcher, like, you don't have a helmet on. It's not the same as Jalen doing it in a game. Like, you got to show some control. Like, you at some point, you got to have some level of, like, restraint or,
well, he doesn't,
I don't know, class.
In real baseball, this doesn't happen because you'll get hit. You have to go up to bat. Well,
yeah.
Except, I guess, in the American League. Like, in college, you don't have to go up to bat. That dude doesn't have to face the consequences for what he was doing.
No, and if that dude charged the mound.
Yeah, but in that game, like, you're not going to hit a guy on purpose in such a, you know. Like, in the majors, if you do something like that, you're going to see that team again. You're going to see that pitcher again. You
know? And if that guy would have turned around and charged him out, he'd have
got his ass beat.
Yeah.
I didn't see the batter, though, so.
I'm just
But
assuming.
I'm not going to pick a guy in goggles to win many fights.
That's what made the J.C. Flowers thing so cool. Like, he didn't show any emotion. I don't remember. Like,
and I'm not saying you need to do that either.
Nah, but that was like, it was cool because it was just like, He runs, steals home, and then all of a sudden he keeps running. he doesn't stop. He goes, runs, high fives, boom, 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 and then runs to the outfield.
It's like, I'm cool with you celebrating any way you want to do it, but you really got to drop F-bombs at the opposing player. Like, if you want to celebrate, cool, but dang.
It is baseball. I mean, people talk about baseball, but baseball guys are, I love my baseball guys, but you're not tough. Stop.
There's a few.
Except for the one guy. Ryan, bro.
They're few and far between.
Except for who's the one Hispanic guy.
Who, he just got suspended again.
He did.
Or something,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's the guy I would not try. Because that's what he does.
Who are
he
you fights. Talking about?
The guy that 2 years ago hit the dude so hard his glasses went like 20 off? Feet.
Oh, Roofnet Odor.
Yeah, older. Yeah. Older. Yeah, older. Older.
Yeah,
older
that
like
is outspelled. Yeah. Roofnet Odor. He's terrible.
He runs up on him like, this man doesn't punch somebody once a year. And like a year ago to that date in the minors, he knocked somebody out the same way.
Did you see the Nolan Ryan one, though?
There's a few.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan was.
That was different, though.
Kyle Farnsworth's another one. He used to play football for Nebraska, I believe. Yep. Tore a couple guys up trying to charge the mound. There's few and far between, like I said. I would say in most sports outside of like football and obviously fighting sports, most professional sports, the guys are kind of soft.
Hockey.
Oh, true that. I didn't even think about it. That's just like not even on my radar.
I'm going to give you guys some insider information.
A lot of football players are soft?
A lot of football players are soft.
I can believe that.
Like, they're tough in that sport, like in that area, in the arena. I wouldn't mess with them. But as far as fighting, a lot of them guys can't fight.
They never had to. They're huge.
I'm going
to
go off script here, and I'm going to not call any of these guys soft, not because they're big or anything like that, because soft guys don't really make it through the off season in a lot of these sports.
I don't mean –
I know what you mean.
I mean fighting-wise.
Yeah, all the talk and things like that. Like, that's what made the Aaron Donald. Like, I've been in enough fights and seen enough to where I kind of know, like, all right, this guy really might mean it. Like, when Malik got mad, Malik might have fought that guy when he said, meet me at the site.
Meet me at the 38.
Yeah, Malik might have meant
his body language.
But Aaron Donald, when he practiced safety protocols after the game, put his helmet on. And went right at the guy. Went right after the guy. Yeah, if people didn't come and didn't intervene, that was going down, bro.
Oh, Malik was dead serious too.
Yeah,
Malik was standing his butt at the 38.
Yeah, Malik's the nicest guy you would ever meet. But then, like at certain times, man, like those are the terrifying guys. I would never say G is soft. Greg Jones is the guy that you don't like. Yeah, he going to tell you, but so many times.
Yeah, like Jalen, I would never be scared of, you know, if I'm another NFL player and Jalen's trying to, you know, actually talk about fighting someone, I would just laugh at him. You know, but somebody who's very quiet, you know.
Yeah, because totally there are always those guys.
Jeremy Parnell?
dude, no question.
He ain't got to say nothing.
I'm not challenging that. He might not be able to fight, but I'm not going to be the one to find out.
No.
I believe you,
no,
sir.
No, I know he can because he's not telling you that he can.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's not apologizing for anything.
Dude, like I said,
he's taking his own space.
That demeanor when he walked into the facility, he was ready to fight then.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and that lets me know everywhere he goes, he's ready to fight. He didn't put no lotion on, man. He had on N1 basketball. I haven't seen N1 basketball shorts since early 2000s, man.
Shaq shoes.
And he makes $6 million a year.
And that A t-shirt. Like, I know you can afford to go to Walmart and buy a fresh pack, bro.
He was wanting somebody to say something.
Like, it was the
Did he have, like, a white shirt with, like, those yellow stains?
Yeah, like, the armpit stain, but the armpit stain bled to the front.
Oh, no.
Like, come on, man. I know you got it because I seen you drop it. You know, you're a kid. So, like, we could have took a frat. I could have been like, hey, man, listen, Eric, go back there. Get this man a Boost shirt, please.
We have a dress code.
Like, we have a dress code.
This is a workplace.
He's scaring our clients, man.
He scared me to death. I didn't even see the man standing there until he shook his hand, stuck his hand out, and I jumped.
I can't lie. I did Denny the same way my staff did me. My staff didn't tell me he was waiting on me. They just said, James, somebody's here to see you. Like, they could have easily took this man. It's like going to McDonald's. And there's a scary person to come, and nobody takes his order. They wait till the manager comes in to take the order. So I go in, I talk to him about the stuff, and then Denny said, "Oh, here's Denny." And then I walked off, and Denny's like,
"No, you called me."
Oh, yes,
James called me and was like, "Hey, you coming in?" I said, "Yeah, I'm be there in like 5 minutes." He goes, "All right, somebody here won't see you." I'm like, "Okay."
Denny didn't even know what he wanted.
I walked in, and there's Jeremy Parnell, and he just stares at you. He doesn't even say anything, JJ. It's just Like, he just stares at you, and you're like, good day, sir.
Do you want my cornbread?
Hey, what is it that I can do for you? He's like, my son thinks he's a quarterback. Well, what do you think? That's probably the best example of a dude that don't have to say anything. Mm-mm. And he's not the one that would be yelling F-bombs at a person that he strikes out. He'd just be staring them down.
I've never seen Jeremy Parnell's son, but I assume that him playing quarterback would be a complete waste.
Yes.
Yeah, probably not going to work out.
Yeah, without a doubt. Very bust so always.
Yeah.
I think we got that clear.
Yes.
Get on the line, son.
I don't even know why he wouldn't want to be like.
I mean, the kid was.
He almost, matter of fact, I think this was on purpose. I don't know if Jeremy told him that he didn't like Ty Wash, but Ty Wash's daughter is an amazing softball player. Trains at the facility. Denny is in front of him. Like, just imagine, JJ, like right now, I'm looking at you right now, JJ. I'm going to throw a pass to you. I'm supposed to throw it to you. Janae is in the other producer room. He throws it. Throwing to you, throws it at her. But he didn't do it. I don't know if he didn't look like
you
he
know
did
what
it on
I
purpose.
Did? You know what I did? Is I brought every bit of energy I had to every one of those sessions because I
you
wasn't
better
about
believe
to
it.
Make dad
You
mad.
Better believe it. Dad, Denny's not giving me a lot of support.
Bro, I gave him more than they paid for.
He didn't want it. He was happy.
Yeah, no. He didn't want his kid playing quarterback. I wonder how he's doing. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Really good kid. Big. He's only going to, what, eighth grade?
No, he's going ninth. 6'3". 6'3", like 190.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could tell he has that frame that he's going to be like 235 tomorrow.
Easy. Like, it was just baby giraffe.
How big were you in ninth grade?
I was the same height I am now.
Really?
I was 155.
Yeah, I was like same weight, but I was like 5. No, I was like 155. That's what I'm saying. I put on like 20 pounds the summer before my senior year.
Like, I went to New Jersey to go visit my grandmother for a month. And all of a sudden, I came back to weights, and like, they were like, what the hell happened to you? I came back like 200 pounds, like, yoked.
Was it the same as my boy Anthony, his before and after picture? Anthony Richards?
Yeah, Richardson? Yeah. Actually, yeah, it was just like, they were like, I was kind of lanky. That you see I was going to get big, then all of a sudden I just, boom, had some muscles.
The incoming Florida quarterback that's at Gainesville Eastside has the greatest one-year transformation picture I've ever seen in my life.
Like, if it doesn't work out.
I would tweet it out, but he's not like.
If it doesn't work out.
It's like a 40-year-old man overnight.
If it doesn't work out for football, like, he could definitely like lie and become an Instagram trainer.
Oh, no
just,
doubt.
And just be like, this is what I looked like before I started lifting weights. Then I started working out and then 2 months.
Follow
boom.
My program, Patreon.
Exactly. Hey, JJ, I never showed you that?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, they say Anthony Davis, like, yeah. I guess his freshman year of high school, that summer he grew like 7 inches. So he had like the ball skills of a guard, but he just suddenly became the size of a center overnight, which is almost scary.
That's crazy. It happens, not 7 inches, that's extreme.
Yeah, it was extreme.
But it's like working with guys that age, it's like you see them all the time and you don't realize it, and then 2 months later you're like, wait, I'm looking up at this dude, and at the start of the summer we were the same height. They grow like 3 inches in 2 months.
Yeah, that's the scary part, like when you see them when they're young and then they hit puberty and you haven't seen them for a while, and they're like, hey coach,
hey what's up, Dream?
You grown man. Back up off me. Don't know, you better announce yourself when you see me.
We didn't even talk about anything that I said we were going to talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
June 25th. It's all right.
Exactly. All right. All the stuff that I teased going into the last segment.
I don't even remember what you teased. They don't either.
Gator stuff.
Okay.
Recruiting. Okay. Elite 11.
All right.
Coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. This is The Sports Den. ABC. But we're back to cold beer weather now. Not like we were ever away from it, but
I appreciate cold beer this year.
Yeah.
I've been hating on it.
You have?
Yeah, I've been doing it wrong.
You going to the pop side?
Yeah. Yeah. Like right now, so it's like, and I love my liquor, but I'm like, let me get some of this ice cold beer.
Yeah, some frozen drinks?
Yeah, well, not yet. I'll probably partake this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, just get to ABC, make sure that's where you buy your alcohol, and then get to thehumidor.com to buy your cigars. You can type in Sports Den when you check out and get 20% off plus free shipping. Everything that you can imagine right there at thehumidor.com. It's already cheaper, and then we're giving you 20% off.
And free shipping.
And free shipping. Might as well go ahead and start stashing for football season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the time you count NFL, college, Thursday night games, Monday night games, I mean, you're probably going to need to head into football season with what? It's 4 or 5 a week. I mean, I'm talking about average. I know you do that.
Nah, if you're a novice, like, you only need one.
A week?
Like, one again. So if you smoke you one on, if you're at a, if I like, go to a lounge or you're at the house in your man cave, smoke one on Saturday, smoke one on Sunday, you should be good.
Okay, so that's about 36 cigars because football season is around 18 like weeks. There you
I
go. Like
that. I might do a pack. Oh,
you should do a 36
pack. I'm
going
to do a 36 pack. There we go. We're going to come up with the 36 cigars that you need to smoke during this football season. Stay tuned.
And people can put on layaway?
Well, I mean, they can buy them. I'll probably just say, hey, here's this, and we'll come up with a package or something.
Yeah. See there? Got Elite 11 coming up this weekend in Dallas. I think the guys fly out Friday morning. I was a little concerned because the clothing, the swag, hasn't been up to par this year is what it normally is.
Mm-hmm. China.
That, my concerns were alleviated whenever Jeff and Carson sent me a video of their just travel gear that was sent to them.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get these shoes. I don't even know what they are, but I told them they, one of them better come back with a size 11 in those shoes. So starting to get all their stuff. I think they all leave Friday morning, and they'll head to Dallas. And I guess the way they're doing it this year, I'm not working it, so I'm not real sure. But I guess the way they're doing it is 20 guys are going in, and then they cut down to 11, I guess, midweek. I don't know if they send the other guys home. I don't
that
know.
That would suck.
I know. I don't know.
Now, why don't they just go, just let them go through, and then at last just
they, and maybe
just
they
do
are.
Rewards, man.
Maybe they are. I don't know. Well, they can't do that because the end of it is 7-on-7. You can't have 4 guys on each team. They're never going to get any reps. So you've at least got to get it down to where there's only 2 guys on each team.
Gotcha.
So in the past, they've gone to California, like in June, and they cut it down to 11, and those 11 go to the opening. Well, this year,
the opening, and
they just did it all once. And so they're sending all 20 guys. So it'll be interesting to see how that all goes down. But that opening is a pretty cool thing. And I like that they're doing it in Dallas now at the new Texas at the Star, I guess it's called, which is the practice facility. Because there's hotels there. Everything's right there. They don't have to leave. There's restaurants. There's everything right there. What is it? Around 300, I don't know the exact number, of the best high school players in the country going there. And you may say, well, I'm not interested in high school guys. Well, if you're a college fan, you better be interested because you know how much recruiting goes on there by kids these days?
A lot.
It's all being set up right now. Like, it's you'll come out of there with several commitments to come shortly thereafter. So guys just getting to know each other. Figuring out what each other's going to do. This is a situation like where if you're Georgia, you're Clemson, like you got several dudes there, you're probably in pretty good shape. Probably going to come into that with whoever you want. And these coaches are telling them, hey, you're going to the opening. This guy's going to be there. We really want this guy. They're being told this information. So they're going out there with not only to compete, but also with a plan in mind for the most part. Locally here, we have 3 guys going. We've got Jeff Sims, who goes to Sandalwood. We've got Carson Beck, who goes to Mandarin. And then Anthony Richardson, it's Gainesville East Side. We're going to claim him right now. They all.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. Like, we don't have 3 First Coast quarterbacks.
Right.
Unless Gainesville is a real reach, to call it.
You talking about with Brian?
Yeah.
Listen, he called. He said, can I come get some stuff? Jeff wasn't there because he was playing in the 7-on-7. So Gainesville became local.
Hey.
I didn't know that. But I think they'll all 3 do really well. It's going to be, for that competition, it's almost like I feel like Carson was almost built for that type of competition, like that big arm type of thing. But it's Jeff's energy. We were talking about this on – we did Gator Bites and all things Gators. We combined them today, mm-hmm. me and Hacker and Frank and Dan. And we were talking about the attributes of each kid. And it's like Carson's arm and mind. Anthony's athleticism, which I'm not sure is going to show at Elite 11. But he is far and away the most athletic guy out of the three, and probably the most athletic guy from the quarterback position that's going to be there. And then Jeff is almost kind of like what you guys have now with Blackman, just an infectious guy. Mm-hmm. Like guys gravitate toward him, which is good for recruiting in that situation, because Jeff's going to come out of there knowing every single person there. So all three of them have a skill set that should allow them to do pretty well, and it is pretty cool. I'll go ahead and say this. It's really freaking cool that we got three casts going. Like, that's...
Isn't the boy from Child's going too?
He is, Garrett. Yeah. Yeah. He does not... He's not... He doesn't train with us, so...
No, I got you. I was just making sure.
Yeah, he trains with the God of Mobile. Same guy that trains Jake Fromm and Eli Manning. Yeah. He's a good dude. Really good dude. Like, when he told me that's who he trained with, I was like, you keep going there, bro. Good guy. But Florida had a good weekend this past weekend. It's interesting. I thought about this earlier. The Bartram kid, I think, is Travez. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We were talking about him on the podcast earlier, and he's a really good player. Like, let me put it this way. If you saw him and you saw anybody else, you would say, like, this kid's elite, elite. But he's an interesting June take for Florida.
Very much so.
If that makes sense. Think linebacker that they got last year out of the small school out of Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember him, the guy we didn't know.
Right. Kind of the same thing. I think he's only like 180 pounds right now. But quick twitch, very explosive, like fast. And from what I understand, Florida did their homework on him and decided they wanted him. And then from what I was told, and once the kid got the offer, it was a wrap. And we talked about the list of offers that he had. This was his first SEC offer. He had like some Boston College. He had a couple ACC, but not Florida State, not Clemson. I don't think he had Georgia Tech. This was his first major, like, SEC offer, first SEC offer at all. The safety there at Bartram, is it Dominic Fields?
Is that the kid that's the 2022 kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's legit, legit. He's a kid that, when he's a senior, he's going to be the magnitude of everybody that's now. He's got... I'm going to guess probably 25 or 30 offers right now going into a sophomore season.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this was a situation where Florida needs to get into Jacksonville. Florida hasn't – I mean, they signed the Sandalwood kid, but out of all the talent here this year, they weren't able to get any of them yet, and I'm assuming Chance does not pick Florida. But they weren't able to get into that, and they knew the talent just on Bartram coming up. This is a situation. Could it be a situation where they said, listen, this kid has a chance to play here. Probably not right away, but he has a chance to play. He's pretty dang good. And we need to get in Jacksonville. We need to push for this one. Could that be a situation?
Yes. That's kind of what they're doing right now, the approach with Lakeland. So you got Bowman, who is obviously, and to their credit, Florida is in a really good position right now where they can – even if they make a lot of misses, the people who they'll round their class out with will probably end up making them still a really good, keeping them in the top 10. The other side of it is now Florida can also take more. The blessing in disguise with having those kids transfer out or get for whatever reason they're not here, not make it, those things, they now have the opportunity to sign more than 25.
Right.
So the class was looking like it was going to be 24, probably end up being like 27 to 28. So you can take this kid from Bartram, doesn't hurt you. If he develops into something, great. And I think they're going to, from what I've been told, they're going to look at him more as a safety.
Mm-hmm.
So not saying –
bulk him up.
Yeah, not, not Chris Steele at all.
You're right.
But now where Chris Steele would have hurt you down the road by losing talent, now you can go find a Chris Steele in next year's class, and now you still have that depth. And this kid could turn out to be something better down the road. They also did a reach with the athlete from Lakeland. That's what I was saying. So going back to the Lakeland, you take enough Lakeland kids, and now what you just talked about, what happened?
You talking about the Joseph kid?
Yes, the athlete. He's under.
He's like small. Defensive end.
No.
Okay. Oh, Finley Graham. Okay. Yeah, the 5'8" kid.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but you get enough of these Lakeland guys, and you hope that they rub off on Bowman, have a great year, and the, you know, hey, they all want to play with each other, play on the same team, and maybe you have a flip.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't happen to Clemson, but it increases your chances. If not, you're still solidifying yourself in one of your key schools that you know you want to have a pipeline with. Bartram being one of those schools that – or the Duval area, which
right.
Everybody who's not here, from a fan base perspective, just automatically assumes anybody in a 904 area code is Jacksonville without understanding there could be like 100 miles.
But they're not wrong from a perception standpoint.
So,
like, yeah,
it's not there. It's not a bad take. It's a take. It's a reach. I've been very because the nature of Big Three Twitter is everything is trolling, and I will troll an adult in theory, or I'll go back and forth with an adult. If the kid signs and he's already on the team, I will talk about it. But this is that time when the kid should be excited that he has his offer. And I hope the kid develops into something, and I hope this is everything that he wants.
I don't know anything about him. I mean, I know.
I just know in the from what Florida has been recruiting, he's off the mark at the DB position. But I can also, like what we just said, knowing what Coach Sutherland does
mm-hmm.
at Bartram,
mm-hmm.
knowing the caliber of kid, he's going to be a smart football player. He's going to work really, really hard, and I think you can't have enough of those guys on your team. I think the thing that Clemson has done, what Bama's been able to do with 5 and 4 stars is incredible. To get them to buy in, it's amazing. I think what Clemson has done outside of this year, but Clemson has done historically, is more realistic for a team. You get your 3 stars. Those are the guys that you know will be here for 3 to 4 years. They are going to be your team guys. You bring in your 4 and 5 star guys that are going to be lightning rods at key positions, and they're going to be the best players on your defense. But those guys come and go. But you need the guys that are going to be able to be great locker room guys and, again, provide you depth for 3 to 4 years. And there's nothing wrong with that.
The one concern I have about this Florida class right now, because you made mention that the highest-rated guy may not be staying there. Is it Garvin?
I don't want to do what Michael Langston did and get the 2 guys. The defense alignment.
Yeah, right. Yes. Let me get back around. So that's not even my point. Is my biggest concern is the major difference in a 3-star and a 4-star or 5-star is are they ready to play when they come in?
Mm-hmm.
You can develop a 3-star. You got to have a couple cats these days that are ready to play when they come in.
Yes, but you have some young depth.
I understand.
At that corner position.
I'm not talking about that specifically. I'm talking about the class in general.
What Florida's doing, which is smart, is and fans don't because it's easy to pick on FSU's line. They've been bad for a while. Miami's line, but most people don't realize that Florida's line wasn't really that great last year or the last couple years. I'll give them. They made tremendous strides last year. They are attacking that and getting more depth there. So, and they're really in it for 2 lumps. So they're in it for Leonard, which I believe they'll get. And then there's another kid. I believe he's committed to Miami right now, but a top offensive lineman. Don't quote me on that, but they're saying he was at the Rivals 3-star 3-stripe challenge. I believe that Florida may have an opportunity to flip him as well. So that's really, so yeah, you may lose a D lineman, but you had a pretty good, you had some good signings last year. You got Wingo who can actually play the edge, and if they go to that 3-4. The thing that Florida can't have happen, which I believe will derail it, is you can't have your DC do what he's been doing, what he's been known to do.
Shop around.
Like, shop around and leave. Like, if he actually leaves, that could affect. I mean, he'll make a good hire.
Right.
But that could affect, because you may go from 3-4 to a 4-3 and completely need to
change
the board.
You gotta just, you got to just assume that's going to happen, though, because he doesn't stay anywhere.
No, no. I mean, I thought it was gone this year. Yeah. Go to Cleveland.
Yeah. You got to plan for that. But the bigger point being, okay, now Florida, you're in Jacksonville. More specifically, you're in Bartram Trail. And more specifically, you're in the Bartram Trail defensive backfield. It's not a bad play because the Dominic Fields kid has right now, as it stands, offers from the likes of Florida and Auburn and Florida State, Georgia Tech and Miami and Michigan, Nebraska, Ole Miss, Virginia Tech, West Virginia. I mean, he's legit. And these aren't like fluff offers. These are all people who want him. So you got to do something if you're Florida to get in Jacksonville. You didn't have a good history in Jacksonville with Muschamp, nor did you have one with McElwain. So you've got to reestablish that history. However you got to do it, you got to do it. And if you don't think that plays, like you just said, you bring up Lakeland. Well, look at what they've done in Miami this year. The other interesting take is the Miami Christian kid that they've got, that they've accepted a commitment from.
The lineman.
Yeah.
But they said they noticed him at the NFL draft.
I don't care where they know.
But he's 6'7", was it 260 something?
Yeah, but he's not at a point where you had to take him now. Like, I mean, that's like, it happens all the time where a kid tries to commit and they're told, we're not ready for you to commit.
I'm going to say this too. I think they're playing the game of what recruiting is now. So whether you need to take him now, whether you drop him, or which kids – people need to be aware of, this is a commitment, and that's why I don't get too mad at kids when they go back. I just don't want you to disrespect. Keep it respectful. But kids get dropped all the time. Momentum in recruiting is a big thing, and people understand there's only so many spots. So if you – and more so also for fan perception, which drives recruiting as well. So, like, sometimes – like, Miami hasn't had anything, and there's a lot of rumors that they're going to – well, they've had a couple kids decommit, and there's supposed to be a couple more that are decommitted. Well, how do you keep the energy level high? Have somebody pop. There's sometimes where people say, hey, I need you to hold this off to this week right here, and we're going to try to get 4 or 5 guys and just really get that energy and really get that momentum going. I think it's stupid. I think you take people when you can take them. But at the same time, I don't get paid for this.
Yeah, it is all a game. That's for sure. Where's – Florida State's had a slow couple of weekends. Any reason to be alarmed or?
No. Like, Florida State is in good position for some of the people. The alarm that FSU fans need to have, and this is real, it could be rectified. It's not the end of the world if you don't get it in this class. You have other classes to make up for it, but they don't really have a premier pass rusher right now, and they only have, I believe, one offensive line commitment, and the commitments that that FSU fans or FSU thought they were going to get, gone to Auburn, gone to Georgia. You're going to completely miss on Leonard. You're going to completely miss on a couple of these other guys that you really, Isaiah Walker from out of Miami is committed to South Carolina. So like now you really got to go fight for the premium, and it's not as deep. It was deep in Florida. Like, when you look at Jalen, you look at Braun, you look at Walker, you look at Leonard, you look at – I mean, heck, you could have just stayed on I-10. And if you would have kept those 3 or 4 linemen off of I-10, you would have been in a really good position. But you didn't. But nationally, it's really not a deep class. The only thing that you can rely on is the eye of Clements and what he's done. But that's really what got FSU in trouble with Fry. You looked at what Fry did at all the spots that he went to, taking guys who were like 3 stars and developing them and making them into something, and it didn't work.
So the Herring kid's the only – the Madison County kid?
Yes.
That's the only offensive lineman?
Yeah, right now I think some Schrader is a kid that they think highly of. I can't give – and then other part of it too is offensive line is strictly scheme and development. Like, obviously, there are guys that come in and that you can just plug and play. But I think for in particular for the system that they want to run, that up tempo style, it's better to get the lean kid and bulk him up mm-hmm. than it is to get the big kid and make him lose weight. The problem is the big kid that's already college size is probably more ready to play right now. So now you got to rely on what's there. And I get it. What's there has not been optimal. So you better hope Clements is like that guy.
I had no idea until I'm looking at y'all's class how much Jeff has shot up.
Since, as far as the rankings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of hype on Jeff right now. The questions that people ask me, because I get a lot because of the relationship that I have mm-hmm. with you, the relationship I have with Carson's offensive coordinator, knowing, like, and what's the difference, the relationship I have with Ant's coach, what's the difference, what are they going to be like? And I'm like, guys, obviously these college coaches see something with them. I was like, there's two voices that I listen to when it comes to quarterbacks. It's Quincy and it's Denny. If Denny say good, Quincy say good, good. If they don't say, they won't ever say they're trash. Mm-hmm. But if they don't say they're any good, then I'm not gonna.
I mean, he's all the way up to like almost a 92.
Yeah, he shot up the camp stuff. If he does really well at Elite 11, you'll see it. The problem is who knows what's gonna happen with him during the high school season.
Yeah,
and it has nothing to do with guys, but you lose that many weapons.
Yeah,
then you know you lost his D1 running back, D1 offensive lineman. But you still have a D1 tight end. You still have some other
D1 receivers.
Yeah, two D1 receivers. Yeah. So, I mean, it still should be good, but we'll see.
By the way, if I'm Florida State, I think Javonte is the kid. I think he just committed
to Bowling Green?
Yeah.
They're not taking him.
Somebody needs to.
I agree.
Needs to take a flyer on him.
If they took him, and I would tell – and this is me being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell the kid, if you want to play wide receiver, go where they want you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bring you in, and they're going to probably try to bulk you up and move you to a more athletic tight end.
He has improved so stinking much.
The problem is Robinson down in Miami, Arian Smith. There's another wide receiver. There's four-star wide receivers that are really good.
Yeah, I'm saying this would have to be – he'd be the 23rd, 24th guy in your class.
That fits – and those guys fit that system, like really fast – like, this guy seems to be really good. I've seen this control with the 707,
mm-hmm.
controlling his routes. Looked mm-hmm. a lot better than I remember. That's the kid who came in last year, right?
Yep.
Looks tremendously better. Improved. Probably can be a guy that will rise up the rankings depending on how well he does during the season. But if I'm him, that means you are like – what happens is they missed a Power 5 school takes you right now. Not Power 5, because that's – you can go to Power 5. But one of those top schools take you, that means they missed on a lot of guys. And there is politics in that.
Yeah.
So that 2021 class, they're going to try to bring – if they get their number one receiver in that 2021 class, you're going to be bumped down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he likes Bowling Green. That's just an observation I made.
He's been talked about a lot.
Yeah. Because
Jeff put out there, I'm going to try to get him in the FSU. And I'm like, that'd be nice. I could see it, but I don't see it.
All right, we got to do Hate O'Clock. Hate O'Clock is coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the sports den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 O'Clock brought to you by Luce Air Quality. It's L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Home or business. You want to make sure you've got some good air here. You don't want crappy air. You don't want people walking around your business or walking around your home getting sick. You don't need that getting in your pocketbook either. Like if it sticks around for a while, you can have major mold issues. That's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars, or it could. So get that dealt with now. Get your air quality tested by the best. That's looseairquality.com. Or call 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. You got 8 O'Clock? We want to talk about the 40-yard dash stuff?
Oh, man.
And thank you to whoever sent that
Blake,
to me.
My man Blake. I've been talking about this since forever. Like, this is what bothers me.
Should I stop you, though, and tell you that was not the official time?
Of course it wasn't.
No, even by Adidas.
I'm just saying, it's just it the video and the. Well, what was his official time? Was I
4.5? So the winner was the DB, that number, the Keely Ringo guy. He was the fastest guy at like 4.39, 4, whatever. But that guy that they showed was the second fastest. So it was high. It was like low 4.5s.
And they were saying like, because all right, so.
So I just, before we go in on that.
So, but even then, the kid don't run no 4.39. And this is the reason why I say that. It's no hate on the kid.
All right.
The development of most of these guys at this point is very difficult for them to be explosive enough and strong enough to be able to do that, especially in a camp format. So in the camp format, you go there at 8 a.m. or however early they do. You got you if
that was
you're,
a 2-day camp.
If you're good, you get a decent breakfast, but you can't eat too much because a lot of people will throw up. You're going all day off of one meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to fuel yourself to be able to perform at an optimal level. They may have like some granola or some things like that, but that's not, and you haven't trained for that. So like when you see these NFL combine times, similar things that they're going through, but they literally, that's all they did. They woke up, they eat, train, rest, train again. That's literally for about six to 12 weeks, depending on where you're at, depending on if it's a combine or your pro day. All you've done is trained to have optimal results for one day or a span of 2 to 3 days. Something will break. Now, it doesn't mean, maybe there's a one-off, maybe they got it, but for the most part, if I see a kid that runs sub 4.5, you are fast. Now, there are the kid from Ed White that's at Auburn, legit speed, freakish speed.
Mm-hmm.
There are some kids that can run the 4.4s.
And the Keely Ringo may be one of those guys.
But this is the reason why people always ask, why don't we see these times translate from when they ran at this camp to when they go at the combine? And it's because they never those numbers aren't real. They're also running with a human element that's still there with the laser. Now we have a laser at Boost Sports Performance that is legitimately, the minute you move, you're breaking a beam. Most of these places don't have multiple beams like that. They have the one when they look at you. They give you the start and you break the beam at the end. That's how. That's
so. I don't know about this one. I can only talk about what I saw with the opening this year, and they had the 10-yard. So they had the start, they had the 10, and they had the finish.
Yeah. I mean, most of them do that breakdown. So
but I'm saying that's the lasers they had set up.
Yeah, but even at the start, it's very few. And then it's calibrated. Is who's running these things. Unless you have a company that's their sole purpose to do it, mm-hmm. like we train our trainers to be able to do that. That's how we can maintain ours.
These things are being shipped all across the country.
Like there's so much stuff that goes into it. But the point is that, and the other side of it is this. If you run a legit 4.6,
mm-hmm.
if you have a span of 2 yards, you should never get caught. It doesn't matter if that person runs a 4.4.
Yeah.
It's just the space that you have, you should be able to accelerate and be able to beat that person. But top speed kills, and speed is also goes viral. So that's why they put these numbers out. But what happens is these kids get shocked when they look at the reality that you just don't really run that. Now, me personally, I always say I'd rather you run slower with me and run faster there, so then it makes me look like I did my job better. But when I see these, it's a reason why these guys don't have this time. And what made this video so, and they should have, if that was the case, when they tweeted it out, they should have went on ahead and just put what his time was. What you saw was this kid run.
Did they tweet it out?
Or whoever tweeted it out. And you saw them put 4.06. That was what was on the
laser.
On the board that's supposed to show. But I actually put in there, but from what I saw, because I've seen a lot of it, it actually freaks some of our trainers out. I've seen so many 40s that somebody can run, and I could just tell you what they ran based on what I saw. And I was like, nah, that guy ran a 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have run a 4.6. And so when you say 4.5, it wasn't that far off.
Okay, so it was the guy that tweeted it originally was a guy named Brian Moore, who is the director of player personnel for Rivals Camp. So it did come from them. If you read throughout the tweet, somebody else that was there went on to say that there was something about a delay in the timing or something, that the time was actually a 4.5. Keely Ringo won with a 4.35.
And the tweet that went out said, this is the guy who won
right.
the fastest part. So, like, even then,
it
was so many.
Running the fastest man.
Okay, running the fastest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's kind of messed up, too, because here's what, like, here's what the opening does for the regionals is the guys get there, they check in, the first thing they do is go testing, right? So they'll get their 40 time will be one of the first two things they do.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's all said and done, and they'll find the two or three fastest guys, and they'll race for no time. So it's just a foot race. Well, that's what they Facebook Live. That's what they Periscope. That's what they IG Live, because that's what everybody wants to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to do it at the actual opening, and I don't know anything about what Rivals or Adidas is doing with this, but you hit the nail right on the head. We wouldn't be talking about it if they wouldn't have tweeted it out with 4.08.
The other side, too, is when I see these kids, so any parents listening, one, you need to put energy to make sure your kids are eligible. So you need to take the ACT or the SAT, right? That's how you gotta go to college. Would you take the ACT, SAT 6 weeks in a row and expect to see your score go up? You take it, you get your score, you analyze your score. Like, so if your reading was bad, you're gonna go back to your ACT prep or whatever it is, and you're gonna work on your reading comprehension. You're gonna work on the flaws. It is impossible to, if you ran a 4.6, to actually go back and work on some different things and run a 4.4 the next week.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to say improbable.
Yeah, because you could have that one thing where you just get the perfect start.
Yeah. But when you're running that fast, the stress that it puts on your body, like, and this is talking to top track athletes, it's a reason why most of the guys who they peak, like they don't, when especially on a professional level, but even on a college level, they don't run a track meet every week. Your body can't sustain that kind of velocity that often without going back and working on different things and getting rehab. These kids don't have adequate rehab facilities. They're not, most of them aren't training. And I also know this. I look at their stances. Chance was one of the first people. Like when Chance became a prospect, like his freshman sophomore year, we did a camp with the Army at Oak Leaf High School.
Mm-hmm.
I had to show Chance how to get into a three-point stance for a trap. Like, the boy got in a three-point D-line stance, wasn't bad. But that's not how you run your 40.
Right.
So you got a lot of these kids don't know what they're doing, and if they took the time, they actually probably could legit run some of these times if you did one, max, three combines over a combine season. Like, but if one of my clients came in and said, hey, I'm doing the Rivals 3-stripe, the opening, blah, blah, blah. Nah, bro. Pick the one you want to run the 40 in, and that's the one we're going to do. Even with some of these drills, Jacquez Green had time today. If you don't follow Jacquez, follow Jacquez. Because Jacquez today was going through and critiquing the hell, like letting you know how he felt about trainers, camps, 7-on-7, and whatever, all the other BS that goes on with football. Like, a lot of these guys do these footwork drills. Again, you can't do all these short, choppy steps and then expect to go run a fast 40.
Yep.
I'm not saying don't do your DB drills. Don't do your whatever it is they're doing with those cones. I wouldn't. But whatever they're doing. But what I'm saying is that is a supplement. It's not what you need to be able to run fast linear. It's not even what you need to do to run your routes. And what they're hyping up, what they put out, dude, no college coach. Like, I saw a kid, I want to say, where is he committed to? 4-star receiver, ran an out route, ran a deep out. And they're, look at this route. It was a terrible route. It was terrible. Decent coverage by the DB, but a good DB would have picked it. He rounded his route off, and he's doing this, and it's just – it's frustrating and it's aggravating because you know what it takes to get to that level. You know what you're supposed to do. You know what it's supposed to look like. But you see these kids get put in positions that actually expose them. And anybody who actually knows football knows that you look stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's but it is what made these camps big. It was the Nike Spark rating. It was the how do we have guys in a non-objective way compete against each other? Because even the Elite 11 is objective. It's this is who we believe is the best. And if you look at the past Elite 11 winners, it's not been – it's not bad. It's I mean, it's fairly accurate, but it's not been dead on accurate. You've had some winners in the past that never even played in college,
mm-hmm.
never got on the field. You've also had some that won Heisman trophies. So it's the one thing they can do that they say is not objective. So I get it, and I get the commercial appeal. And it's the reason why, you know, there's going to be people watching the opening next week, and they're going to want to see the 40-yard dash, and they're going to want to see the vertical jump and stuff like that. And it gets better ratings than what the 707 gets because they're able to compare one after another, and fan bases are able to say, our guy ran a 4.4, your guy ran a 4.5. Like, it's not going to end.
Without even understanding.
Yeah, it's not going to end, though. It's not ever going to end. It's going to go on and on and on and on and on, and that's fine. That's fine. So the kids are willing to do it.
And I don't mind. I think it's awesome that something like what you were just talking about with the gear and all that. I mean, that's dope. The kids like it. They're getting exploited, but they're about to get exploited for 4 years anyway. So they're making their money. I'm not making their money, excuse me. They're getting some sweet swag that nobody else would get. They're getting the opportunity to enhance their brand. And I'm what it used to feel like when it was the Spark and it was Nike and I went to one of the first ones, it felt like you were getting taught.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to train and coach with it, I felt like we were actually teaching kids mm-hmm. things. Even though other people who have never played the sport before dictated who won the MVP and who did this. And a lot of times, like, that kid wasn't the best kid that day.
Still that way.
But I actually felt like I was doing a service. Now it's really nothing more than
a showcase.
But like even the coaches are just like you're feeling like you're like it's like they're making up for lost time from high school.
Yeah, I will give, again. I can only speak to Lee 11. I'll give them credit, and I don't think that's the case there. But I do see what you're saying. When you've got 1,000 receivers and 1,000 running backs and you've got a contract that says you got to outfit that many kids and you got to get this many pictures and this much FaceTime, then that's kind of the way it has to be done. That, to your point, though, that is the reason why I'm going to IMG tomorrow, because this thing I'm working for the next 3 days is very much a teaching type of thing with some of the best younger quarterbacks in the country. So the thing I'm doing, you can't be a senior.
Okay.
So you have to be a freshman, sophomore, junior, upcoming, and some of the best ones in the country are going there, and we've got 3 days – to actually teach them instead of just watch them. So I understand what you're saying, and it does get a little frustrating. But there'll be some good content come of it if you follow Elite 11, if you follow the opening. Get ready. Your timeline's getting ready to be blown up over the next couple of days. And I'm sure 6 points will blow it up as well. We're going to take full advantage of the fact that we got 3 cats there.
Sure.
That's going to happen. All right, we got high school segment. We've been talking a lot of high school tonight, weirdly enough. But we've got the Southeast Orthopedic Specialist High School segment coming up next. Oh, man. I thought you were going to come back with a liner. My bad. I'm just sitting here. Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was before the music. Short.
My bad.
It's not like Doc's liner.
Yeah, it's not 45 seconds long.
It's like, Doc, we got to get you. We got to shorten this up, Doc. Me and Doc got to talk, man.
Wow, what's up?
You didn't listen to the Andrea Iguodala thing I tagged you on.
Dude, he was all over the place the last couple of days.
Andrew Iguodala said, they told him he had a bone bruise and his leg was fractured. Golden State.
Not a good look. Not a good look. So it kind of tells you what, you know, KD you. Probably
wait, wait,
has.
Wait, hold on, back up. So they told him he had what?
Last year he was hurt, but to the media and everything, they just said he had a bone bruise. But he came out this week and said, no, for real, my leg was broken.
Like broken?
Yeah. So now it just makes you think, well, what did KD really have going on before they let him back in?
It's like what I told you. Like, the doctor's job is to make sure you're clean for the – you're good.
You get
for
back
team.
Out there, yeah.
Let's not talk to Swanson about that.
Well, I want clarity. I'm sure that's the, like, people want clarity on that. Like, Doc Swanson ain't doing that.
No.
But anyways, high school. More high school stuff.
What? What are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? I mean, we've talked about Trent. Like,
okay.
Go.
I got Big Walt accosted me today.
I love Big Walt.
I love Big Walt, too. So I come in. There was a little there was a thread on one of these Duval football things that I'm not kicked out of. Because I was still mad
about
Facebook.
High school Facebook groups are the greatest thing ever made.
So somebody put, I think it was Keith, put out, where would you put your son? Like, or kid, like, how do you know, like, where would, not, like, to develop them and things like that. And I just made a comment, not knocking anybody. Like, I think a lot of the coaches in the First Coast area do a really, really good job. I just spoke for on behalf of what it looks like the franchise will probably end up being. He's way more svelte than I was at that age. The kid is, I don't know what happened. He went from, like, that baby with the little chubby in the chubby arms and the stomach that poked out to, like, six-pack shredded. Like, you try to pick him up, he's all muscle.
O-S-T-E-R.
Hey, listen, man.
O-S-T-A-R-I-N-E.
Giving it to him, man.
Sending cereal.
Yeah.
Those aren't powdered donuts.
They don't test yet? Let's put it in them.
This kid, exactly. This kid eats donuts in the morning.
Is there, at the high school level, is there any type of
testing? No.
I know there's drug testing, but not like
not for sports.
Not drug testing either.
Not for sports.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. And when I was in high school.
You're under 18, bro.
Well, when I was in high school, if you were part of a club or a sport, you got drug tested.
No, that might have been like your school thing,
maybe.
Like,
some
no
schools
rule.
Couldn't field a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that, we had trouble.
Especially with the, like, it wouldn't be performance enhancers, it would just be weak.
That's what we got in trouble for.
We're dropping down to 8-man football.
We had a guy, Gary, who was literally.
You know what, cancel the program.
Gary came to practice smelling like a full pound. But best safety, one of the best high school safeties I've ever
knocked
seen.
Knocked the crap out of you, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, would, did not. Now he's a pastor, I think. But it was crazy, like, seeing him play. Anyways, so I made the mention. I was like, hey, if my son was a DB or skill player, I would send him to a certain school. And then I also said after, I was like, now, if he was an offensive player, I said, I'm not even going to lie to you, wherever Toby Book's coaching, it's where my son's going. If Toby has four different jobs in high school, Trey will be at four different high schools. But we were just talking
about
that.
This was not wise. This was not one of the
wiser things. It was more so me just saying, like, hey, this is my opinion. There's no knock on anybody else. They literally have a pipeline.
So what did Walt get on you?
He came in and said, well, what makes them – I come in. I'm like, I'm addressing everybody, looking – because I was just stopping in the facility today. I didn't plan on being there long. But he comes up on me. What makes you think that this is the school to go to? And I'm like, they're good. And they play a good schedule and they develop their guys. So, what are your, like, and I don't tell, this was just me.
You ain't about to ask me this.
No. This was just me, like, saying for my son. Like, if it were me, this is what I would do. Cause I could do the homeschool thing. And I'm gonna follow the Tebow model, except for all the church stuff. But we're gonna work out in the morning. We're gonna feed him some steak and eggs. We're gonna go lift. We're gonna do some schoolwork.
Hit some English.
Somebody will do school. Schoolwork will get done. Not sure if he'll do the schoolwork, but somebody's gonna do the schoolwork.
He'll graduate.
He'll graduate high school with honors, dual enrolled, and hopefully be a prospect. But
is he gonna be doing any circumcisions?
No. No, we're not touching other kids. It's weird.
Man,
it's
people don't know what you're talking about.
It's weird.
Tebow, he said he's doing Tebow's
thing. I know, but
people were like, Tebow's going to four countries and doing surgeries. No, he's torturing little kids.
That's not torturing, bro.
That
he's
is
keeping
torturing.
Them clean
I
and healthy.
Know little kid know about
it. Right. In some places, that's called
I'm glad
unusual.
I got mine taken care of when I was a kid. You better believe that.
Listen, man.
Walking around with extra skin like that.
I had
that.
A couple teammates that actually used that surgery in college.
Ink, see, dude, if you're waiting that long in life, then you're like, I don't want that weird. Done to me.
I won't say who, but anyways.
Okay, this is a sponsor segment.
But,
oh, damn.
We'll get good listening.
Should ask Doc about this tomorrow.
That being said, what do you do when clients come up to you and ask you for advice like that?
I don't. I legit don't. Like, that's part of the spiel I give every
Notre Dame. Just run away?
Part of the spiel.
No. I'm not listening.
Think about my history. La, 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 la. I legit give them the spiel every November when we're starting our new six-point season of don't even ask me. Don't ask me because I'm not going to, even if I have an opinion, I'm going to tell you I don't. Just don't ask. And I don't think, let me think of the right way to put this. We're not in the middle of North Dakota. If you're good enough, a school is going to find you. Now, you want to be somewhere that you're getting developed, and you want to be somewhere that you're playing good competition, and you want to be somewhere that has a good off-season program. I get all that. But we've talked about this a million times. I was talking about this today with somebody. Today, I had a kid who wanted to start training. Dad called me, and he was talking about, you know, I don't expect my kid to get recruited. You know, same thing a lot of dads say, but in reality, they do. And he was saying, you know, well, I know all the statistics. How are you going to sit here and you're going to tell any of our kids at 6 points the statistics? How are you going to sit here and tell our kids that one out of every 1,000 quarterbacks gets a Division I scholarship when they're training every Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday with like 50 of those jokers, all from this area or within a 50-mile radius? Like, how are you even gonna attempt that? Like, how are you gonna tell a kid that don't go to this public school because they can't win a state championship when you're training next to a guy who went to public school who was 2 and 8th year before and won a state championship at the highest level? Like, I've almost gotten to the point now to where this stuff is so fluid all the time with transfers and all that kind of stuff. Man, you go where you're happy, bro.
That's true.
You go where you're most comfortable. You go where you feel like as a family you can stay for a couple years and then work your butt off and let the chips fall where they may. I mean, outside of that, like, you, especially at quarterback, I had a kid from out of town say, "Are they about moving into Jacksonville? Where should we look?" I don't know.
Wherever you live.
Like, I don't, like, they're talking about where can we go and play. Good luck. Good luck. I mean, every school almost has their quarterback taken care of for the next 4 years now. It's like Dane College. Man, I can tell you the starter and the backup at most good programs, and you better be really dang good if you can go in there and beat either one of them out. I ain't trying to crush anybody's dreams, but.
Actually, I lied. There is another school that there is one school that I'll say.
Offensively?
We're going to St. Joe's. My boy Tidwell's down there getting after doing the
thing.
That's
one of my favorite quarterbacks last year, man.
I love Tidwell. I actually, that's who I need to get on my podcast. Tidwell knows everything. Like, because he coached. He was there during the transition.
I like him. I just met him right before signing day last year. His quarterback last year, 5'8", Dylan, got – scholarship to Presbyterian. Like, one of the most exciting kids that I've ever trained. Like, he would – just like little Johnny Manziel. Couldn't tell him nothing. But that's my point. Like, I'm going to tell a dad or I'm going to tell a kid you got to be 6'3 to go to college, and then they just saw one of our kids at 5'8 sign. Or I'm going to tell a dad that the odds are against you when 90% of the kids are signing.
Well, that's just this area. Technically, the dad wasn't wrong.
No.
Like, even at my high school.
My point being, all these kids aren't going to the same high school.
Right. So, like, if I tell people that I went to Florida High, and that's where little bro, 36.
Ronnie Harrison
went to. Like, now, they had tons of kids going D1. Like, it's a pipeline. When I was there, I was, like, the first D1 player in, like, 4 years. And that was Mike Gaines who went to Bama and ended up transferring to UCF because he got into test scores got flagged. But then before that, it was years before that. Like, but mine all popped off. It was different. Mine popped off because my mom pitched the pennies together and put me at Bobby Bowden football camp, and I stood out.
Mm-hmm.
But statistically, for what my mom did, especially with me and my sister, she had a better chance of winning the lotto. Not just the college part, but like actually going to get some coffee in New Orleans. Like, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when me and Travis Johnson were talking on Twitter one day, having a thread. If you think about that, you might as well not do it. Yeah. Like you don't think, like, you're literally going out there and you're arrogant enough to believe that you're one of the best.
I don't want to get off on this whole, I don't want to get too far off sports, but it's a major issue, not just in sports. It's like nobody is ever present. Like, everybody's looking for the next thing. Like, especially, we tell our kids this all the time, James. It's like, you played middle school and your dad couldn't stop talking about where you're going to go to high school, and you couldn't stop thinking about where you're going to go to high school. Then you go to high school and it's like, okay, should I transfer? Or should I stay here? And then it's, where am I going to sign? Okay, am I going to get a better offer? Then you sign, it's, when am I going to start? When am I going to go to the league? When you go to the league, it's always something like, enjoy where you're at.
If I could do it all over again, I would try to enjoy college. I mean, I had a good time in college, but I would enjoy college as much as I enjoyed high school.
And work your butt off so that if you get the opportunity.
No, it doesn't mean like, don't, yeah, but like, I didn't.
But don't make it all about that.
Yeah, I didn't really, like, pay attention to all the things that were going on. How, like, now, telling stories on radio, podcasts, doing interviews with other people, and they're asking me, and I'm like, well yeah, that kind of was cool. Like, I didn't realize it was that cool.
Yeah, yeah. Dom hit us up. You see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
He said, haven't listened to sports in a while. Let me check it out tonight. James says, James, your kid circumcising other kids. Well, that's enough sports in for tonight. Dom, I'm a little disappointed in you, big dog. I thought about you the other day when you posted something on the Book of Faces about your paintball, and I'm like, dang, where has he been? He used to be ride or die with us, and now I bet he got a, I bet.
Who are you?
Guarantee you it's girl related. She's like, why are you listening to these?
If
idiots?
He dumped us for a girl, I mean, all the power to you, bro. Big ups.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
What does that mean?
We'll tell y'all.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Tell you the difference between me and you're listening to the Sports Day on 1010XL.
My bad, man. My bad. Now I feel bad. Dom, I hope your mom is better. I guess I went wrong. Has been a girl. It's his mom. Like, I'll drop anybody for mom. Heartbeat. Don't even act any other way. I'm a straight mama's boy. 525, saw your text. I don't know really what we missed there. Something about some truth.
Oh, he played at Trinity.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Do you want me to call in tomorrow night? What do you want me to do?
I don't know yet.
You going to let me know?
Yeah.
Okay, because I might as well just go in there and sleep on the couch right now because I got to be back here in the morning.
True.
So going to hop on the drill in the morning with Dan.
Well, that's actually where Jeff Prosser sleeps every night, so that's what people don't know. Jeff actually lives here.
That's his bathroom back there?
Yeah, there's a shower and everything.
And then I'm going to hop on the road and head to Bradenton, go to IMG, and I think we're done tomorrow night at like 8. So, that's not a problem. I could call. I'm just going to be staying in Hotel de la IMG or whatever.
Should bring the remote equipment. Then you'd have no excuse.
I don't think they're going to let me do that. Just a hunch.
It's a great excuse.
Just a hunch. I don't think they're going to let me do it. So I could do that tomorrow night and Thursday if you want me to.
My alarm will be set for 7:59 so I can wake up and listen to the greatest radio show of all time.
I'm excited about tomorrow morning. You know why?
I love that show.
Oh, it's a great show. Up. I love the, what is it, the Tap 5 at 8?
Yeah, that's when you have to come up with I used to have to come up with some trending topics.
Does that start right at 8?
No, like 8:15-ish.
Okay, good, because I want to be in on that.
Oh, you're definitely be there. Beef usually brings the heat.
Beef's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Beef's one of the funniest dudes, like real, real talk funny. Quick.
Nasty.
So give it a listen tomorrow. Y'all have got you have Matt Hayes on tomorrow?
Yes.
On how do I hear that?
How do you hear the show?
Yes. Is it on
the 1010 XL app?
No, 36 degrees.
Oh, he'll be on our show tomorrow.
Oh, so I leave.
And he has a really good article. We should have probably been had him on. But he's coming on, 36 degrees. We'll get an hour with him on 36 degrees. Giving him an hour of my show.
All right.
I like Matt, but we're not good.
I'm sure he don't want to spend an hour on this show.
The fishing show will happen this week. I'll give you a fishing forecast tomorrow, though.
Yeah, did you guys, like, somehow destroy the fishing show last
Bro,
week?
Bro, that was
What's
epic
up with that? Those are my
guys.
Who's
the black intern? Everything messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it was his fault.
It was classic last week. All right, well, you guys have a good night. It's been the Sports Day. I'm at Denny_Thompson. He's at Big Game James 36. We'll see you tomorrow night.